Say the words pole dancing, and most people picture a dark, smoke-filled bar and men whose eyes have glazed over from too many overpriced drinks. But the U.S. National Pole Dancing Championship is being staged in the Bright Performance Hall at Symphony Space on Manhattan's Upper West Side. The marquee on Broadway proudly announces that the main event will take place at 7:30. But don't expect to walk up to the box office and buy a ticket. The event is completely sold out. Inside Symphony Space, women like Jeremy and her friends from Pole-a-Tees in Atlanta, Georgia, are excited about tonight's competition. Jeremy says she's a lover of all things pole dance.
I say all the time it's the most fun you can have with your clothes on. And like I said, it tells a story, not just the story of how I want to put your money in my pants, but about where you got your pants from and how sexy it is to run, swing around the pole in them. It's confidence that they do have sometimes in those clubs, but it's something so much more. It's empowerment for women the way we feel it.
Jeremy is the stereotypical pole dance success story. She says the sport has been life-changing.
When I started pole dancing, I was actually about 47% body fat, like 265, 270 on a good day if I had a little cheese. I lost 24% of my body fat in the first year. It just was phenomenal as far as like decreasing the body fat, my strength, my upper body strength. It's a whole body transformation.
It's taken about 5 years for pole dancing to really make the transition from strip club to performance venue. But Leanne Riley, one of 12 finalists and the owner of B-Spun in Hollywood, California, says she's not surprised to see the 700-seat theater filled with women like Jeremy.
Oh yeah, these are all women that participate in the sport. I mean, guys go to strip clubs for what they go to strip clubs for. This is completely different. This is a performance art that just happens to use a vertical pole.
Pole dancers are scored on their transitions, technique, execution, originality, flexibility, and original style. Like in figure skating, there's a compulsory round where competitors must perform certain tricks, and an optional round where they're encouraged to break new ground. And although quite a bit of bare skin is needed to grip the pole and perform more advanced moves, Leanne says nudity is strictly prohibited.
The truth is, it is extremely athletic. I mean, it takes strength, grace, flexibility, fluidity, balance, and you can absolutely compete in it. I mean, you put these girls up, you give them criteria, and you see who's the best.
2.5 hours before the main event, the press is invited to watch the competitors take a few warm-up spins. Jesselyn Maderi has been practicing her routines every day for a few weeks now, and all that practice has taken its toll. Pole dancers don't just swing around the pole with their hands. They turn upside down and hang by their legs, or their underarms, or even their stomachs. They climb to the top of the pole and loosen their grip, plummeting towards the stage. Sometimes they fall head first and stop themselves right before they crash. Other times, they land in the splits. Like most of today's finalists, Jesselyn has a laundry list of injuries.
So I snagged my ear last week. I've cut my neck before, and you can see I've bruised right here on my shoulder. My tummy has lost a lot of skin around my belly button, so I'm missing some of that right now. But other than that, I've got a lot of chest pain from lifting up and letting my weight crash down on me. But I think I've pulled a hamstring recently. I'm saying recently, it's probably been hurting 3 months. I've got a really bad burn on the right side of my right knee, and I broke my two left toes last week, and that was fun.
And you're still in those heels.
It's going to be worth it. When this is all over, I'll go see a doctor, but right now they're not really attached, so it'll be awesome.
Many of the finalists are pole dance instructors like Jesselyn and Leanne. Others are elementary school teachers, grad students, and moms. Gabrielle Valliere is finishing up her final semester of nursing school, and she teaches pole dance on the side. Gabrielle was a cheerleader for the New England Patriots for 5 years, so she's no stranger to skin-bearing outfits. But she says her family didn't quite get it when she made the transition from NFL cheerleader to competitive pole dancer.
Oh, God. I'm glad they're coming today. I'm so glad that they'll actually have an opportunity to see what it is that I do and how hard I have to work and how difficult it is, yet how artistic and beautiful it is. I'm so happy that they're coming and can really see what I've been up to and don't think that I'm, you know, shaking my money maker for a couple of dollar bills somewhere, because it's certainly the complete antithesis of that.
Are you guys ready for your first competitor? So please
As a slightly nervous Gabrielle takes the stage for the compulsory round, one of the women in the audience shouts, "You're hot." Gabrielle has 90 seconds to make it through the required moves, including floor work, two spins, a spinning inversion, a split, a pirouette, and a handstand on the pole. The sport is still too young to have a standardized glossary of tricks, which means that people like Allegra, Miss Pole Dance Australia, can name their own moves.
The Allegra is, it's sort of a really contorted sort of a move. It's a bit hard to explain. My arm is behind my knee, my top leg is straight, my bottom leg is bent, and I'm grabbing onto my foot.
Competitive pole dancers each have their own style. Zariah Judd's might be the most distinctive. She moves fluidly from one perfectly held strength move to another, almost as if she was demonstrating advanced yoga moves while hanging 10 or more feet in the air. Zariah is a mom and fitness instructor from Salt Lake City who had a most unusual introduction to pole.
I was the only girl in an all-man class. We did no sexy spins or floor work or anything like that. It was all strength and like crazy circusy flips and stuff like that.
So what's your favorite part of doing this?
The fitness part. Like the control and the strength. Ooh. And dressing up, of course.
Put your hands together, New York City, for Alethea Austin.
Alethea Austin made her living as a photographer until she discovered pole dancing. She says she's been doing gymnastics since birth, but came to pole dancing as a way to rehab neck and shoulder injuries from a serious car accident. Alethea had only been pole dancing for a year at the 2009 championships, but she still managed a second place finish. She promises her tricks have only gotten better.
Oh, they're much bigger. They're much bigger. When I can't even look at my routine last year. I mean, it's emotional to me because I love the song and I loved it being my first time, but I was a baby poler compared. We all sort of have really trained and learned and progressed together this last year.
Costumes and props are allowed in the optional round, and the lights come up on Alethea, handcuffed to the pole. Despite the restriction, she still manages to twist and spin and contort into dozens of positions. It's easy to see why her routine, which offers equal parts athleticism and artistic impression, impresses the judges.
The U.S. pole dance champion 2010 is... Alethea Austin.
For her first place win, Alethea takes home a $5,000 check, round-trip airfare to Australia, and a dozen other prizes. It's a far cry from an Olympic gold medal, but the petition to include pole dancing in the 2012 Games in London currently has more than 4,000 signatures. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.